Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of myself and the entire Flight Wisdom crew, we'd like to welcome you on board. In preparation for taxi and takeoff, please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened and that your seatback and tray table are securely locked in their upright position. Now please sit back, relax, as we take you through the features of this briefing from March 11th, 2010. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with brief number 3. American Eagle announced nonstop service between its Dallas-Fort Worth hub and Augusta, Georgia. The service, which will begin June 10th, will operate twice daily with 50-seat Embraer 145 regional jets. WestJet launched a long-awaited frequent flyer program. Passengers can now earn WestJet dollars through a credit card program or through its frequent guest program. The dollars can be used as cash to pay for any flight. There are no points, blackouts, or seat restrictions. For more details, check out the complete write-up at blog.flightwisdom.com. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner has begun its first tests outside of the state of Washington. Plane ZA-002 will be stationed at Victorville, California, the site of the former George Air Force Base, for approximately 3 weeks as a variety of tests are run, including ground effects testing, where pilots fly the plane very close to the runway to gather data on aerodynamics during takeoff and landing. United Airlines has made a firm order for 25 Airbus 350 extra-wide body aircraft, deliveries to begin in 2016 and continue through 2019. The planes will replace Boeing 747s and 767s. United has also ordered 25 Boeing 787 Dreamliners. On Tuesday, Continental CEO Jeff Smyzek called the new DOT tarmac delay rules, which require passengers to be given potable water and deplaned after a certain number of hours, stupid. Airlines canceled 34,588 flights in February, nearly four times as much as in February of the previous year. The opposing side says that airports and airlines, if forced to comply with the new rules, will find ways to innovate and to make the system work, whereas Continental and its airline brethren say that the rule will lead to further cancellations. While New York's JFK Airport has its primary runway repaved, JetBlue and Delta have asked for temporary exemptions to the new DOT rules. British Airways have been preparing for a possible strike by cabin crew by training alternate staff and leasing aircraft with replacement crew. The union has until March 15th to notify BA of a strike, which must begin by March 22nd. Frontier Airlines will be extending its daily seasonal service from Denver to Anchorage by 3 weeks and will reinstitute its extra Saturday daytime flight. The service will now operate between May 14th and October 10th. New service to Fairbanks, Alaska will also begin May 14th and will operate four times weekly through September 11th. On this day in history, March 11th. March 11th, 1957. The prototype Boeing 707 jet lands after a press demonstration flight from Seattle to Baltimore, in which it covers 2,357 miles in a record time of 3 hours and 48 minutes. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom Briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing Number 3, March 11th, 2010. Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.